The Bert Show.
So Charlie calls us on Friday, a desperate man. This is the first time that he's going to go out with a woman other than his wife in 12 years. He's a single dad, and he had a date over the weekend, and he wanted your guys' help. Now, if you missed any of this is a little bit of the conversation we had with Charlie on Friday. Well done. Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Give us the whole history here.
Well, I'm 42 years old. I've been married for 12 years. My divorce just got finalized 6 months ago. I have two boys. And my coworker set me up with a girl. She's really cute. She's younger. She's a little younger. And it's good. And I have good feelings about it. But I feel a little, bunched up about it.
Well, you haven't dated anybody else.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Now, Charlie, how old, when you say a little younger, how young is this woman?
She's not too much younger. She's like 36, 37.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. You got married at 30, is that what you said?
Yeah.
And you were married for 12 years.
Yeah.
The divorce was just finalized 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And this is going to be your first date after your divorce.
Yeah, pretty much. This is it.
Hey, TC, you're on with Charlie.
My best advice to you is just relax and be yourself.
Right.
Don't get stressed out about, oh man, what am I going to do? Just be yourself, man. That's all you can be. That's all you can bring to the table is yourself. And just make sure that you just don't dwell on your ex-wife.
Hey, Nora?
Don't talk about your ex-wife a lot, but, let this person know, how much a part of your life your kids really are, so you have that open and you have that out there from the beginning.
Right.
Because that'll help pick and choose a lot of people that are in your life.
That's good to hear. That's good to know.
Okay, man. Good luck, dude.
Yeah, good
luck.
Thanks,
man.
All right.
Congratulations.
See ya. Okay, that was Friday on the show, so let's check back in with Charlie and find out how the weekend went. Charlie!
Hey!
Man, first you got to tell us about, the hours leading up to the date, because this is, again, we're kind of trying to put ourselves in your position. I've only been with my wife for 10 years.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking how I'm just so used to what she is. I'm so used to the way she talks, the way she, she's got a smell about her, the way she feels. And just to be with anybody else for a night would just be so incredibly awkward. And here you are talking about being married to the same woman for 12 years, and now all of a sudden you got to turn that off, and you got to turn a completely other woman,
Right.
On, so to speak.
Yeah.
So that must have been pretty nerve-wracking leading up to it.
It really was. I really just want to, thank all the advice that I got, first of all, because it was all really, they said just be yourself. You don't have to be something you're not. Don't talk about your wife. The gentleman thing, I thought maybe there was something dated about that, and everybody was like, no, be a gentleman. And so it was kind of nice to have, a checklist in front of me, because it helped me focus on that and not be so nervous about stuff. The few hours, I still went back and forth with the little things. I finally said, okay, I am going to buy her flowers. So I went ahead and I got her flowers because that seemed like the nice gentlemanly thing to do.
Good.
And, I just looked over my list, make sure I talk about my wife. But, and when I do, somebody had called in and mentioned something about, don't refer to her as your wife. You just say the mother of your kids. And, actually having somebody give me actually good, constructive, practical advice was really good, helping me on the drive over. It helped me focus, so
good.
I didn't have to get, second guessing every little thing that that you do, because it's really strange. It's very, you're right, I was so used to one person, and the whole idea of going to meet another person and to be in that completely different place was hard. It was really uncomfortable.
And here you're going into this thing, now you got a checklist, that's great.
Yeah.
So that helped a little bit, knowing that you weren't just going into this thing blind.
Exactly. It helped me get my mind off of things. I wasn't as nervous.
Right.
It made me be a little more like myself and not have to impress. I have to do the right thing. Yeah. It really loosened me up a little bit.
So where'd you end up taking her, and what'd you do?
Well, I brought her the flowers. Really appreciated. She wanted to put the flowers in water before we went. She actually took me inside her apartment, which was so crazy strange to be in another woman's apartment. And we didn't stay there, but just that first feeling of being in another apartment was really strange. But
now let me ask you this here, Charlie, because when she invites you up to the apartment, okay, there had to be a small part of you thinking that, okay, this thing may be going too fast. Were you more nervous than excited? Had she proposed something more intimate when she walked in there?
I have to be honest with you. I was happy she didn't, because I was so nervous about it. Just being in another woman's apartment and you know, the smell of another woman's apartment and just the whole unfamiliarity of it was really kind of unnerving at first. I thought it was exciting, but in a way I thought, you know what, I hope nothing happens right now, because I was not all, you know.
If she would have proposed something more intimate, would you have said, nah, let's not do this right about now, or let's just move on, or?
I don't know. You know, I was relieved that it didn't happen, but I can't say that the thought was not an exciting thought at the same time.
Okay.
I don't know if that answers it, but I don't think I would have been ready for it. It would have been too fast,
yeah.
too much.
Yeah.
It would have been too crazy.
But flattering and exciting at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I'm a man. It would, you know. you know, it would have been something, but still. But then we left there, and I took to Rays on the River.
Okay.
We went down there because I had actually asked a friend of mine. I'd asked around my coworkers and what she liked, and I found out that was her favorite place. And so I took her down there. You know, I opened the car door for her. I made sure that I opened the doors for her. I made a real point of not so much being sensitive to every little thing, but just listening, being attentive, which was really cool. But then halfway into it, I got a little off track because I kept thinking, well, maybe if I'm in this way all the time with my wife, maybe we wouldn't have had those problems. And then I had this...
I just had that same thought, too, that maybe your ex-wife is listening right now going, listen, you never listened to me for the last 10 years.
Had you opened my car door, we wouldn't be at this place right now.
Well,
right?
You know what? He would have listened to her if she wasn't just nagging all the time, right. Over and over and over. Do this, do that. What's wrong with you? So maybe if she shut her mouth, they would still be together.
Never took me to Rays on the River. You know, it's always Chili's.
we had other issues, so I guess that helped it get it back on track. But you know, but it was good. You know, I talked about my kids, and that was a cool thing, and you know, it wasn't a weird thing, and she was really appreciative of it. And she was also, I think, she had really thought about it a lot, because she was very much about not wanting to meet them right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which really was relieving to me, because I'm at that point where I still don't know where my children fit in to my dating life yet.
Right.
And so, you know, I felt that I knew that I had to make some kind of ground rules about those things, where I couldn't just expose my kids to, you know, a lot of different girls or a lot of different women, because that would just be confusing to them. But she just jumped right out there and was like, you know, don't worry, I think it's better that I don't meet them right away, that, you know, you don't have to, you know, introduce me to them and feel that kind of strange pressure or what that means for you. So she was very, very cool about that, which I really appreciated. And she seemed to really appreciate the fact that I was talking about him. Didn't talk about my ex-wife, which was good and helped the evening go. And we really talked and we had a really good time, and it was really sweet. And it felt really good to talk to someone of the opposite sex in that kind of setting. It felt like doing it all over again,
mm-hmm.
which was really, I don't know, it was just really, really nice. Like I felt really good about it. I guess that's the best way to describe it.
Was there an instant attraction there? Because I think when you are dating and you meet somebody, you either kind of know, or you know it right off the bat if there's a physical attraction there. Was there with her?
Yeah, there really was. For me, and I sensed, you know, I haven't been dating in, you know, 15 years, so unless I'm completely off, like I haven't used my perception is completely off. I think she sensed it, too. So she was into me, too. I think we both were really enjoying each other's company.
Well, you know, nowadays on the second date's when you got to seal the deal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nobody goes 3 days without having sex anymore.
Don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Don't listen to them.
Hey,
you should show up naked. You know what? That's what the kids are doing nowadays. You should show. Yeah, like what you do is you invite her up to your place, and you're like, okay, let me go grab my coat, and then you come out not wearing any pants.
Hey, so how did the end of the date go? Because this is really where we like to dissect if there's going to be another date or not.
Yeah. Well, I took her back to her place. She invited me up if I wanted to come up for a drink.
That would have been it right there.
I think it was kind of a safe thing to say, because before we left dinner, I said, you know, I should probably get back to my kids, because then we had a babysitter that night, and I didn't want to go over too long. So she offered me up for a quick drink. So I think it was kind of a safe thing. I feel like she knew I wasn't going to be there long anyways, but she did. She invited me up. I had a quick drink. We had a quick glass of wine, and we talked. And then at the end of the evening, you know, I gave her a nice kiss on the cheek. I asked her if she wanted to go out again, and she said she would, and we're probably going to go out this weekend.
So. Awesome.
Good.
That is
awesome.
That is great.
Okay, how weird was that kiss?
No, no, it was a nice,
it's a cheek that he hasn't, I mean, he's only been with a couple of cheeks his whole life.
Fresh cheek.
Right. Well, it was nice. It was nice. I had a warm cheek. My lips were warm. So.
Ew. All right.
Sounds cheeky.
It was cheeky.
Okay. Well, good. So it sounds like it was great.
Yeah.
And you got the first one out of the way, because that one's going to have to be the toughest.
What a relief.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations, Charlie.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. It was really helpful for me.
Yeah, I'm glad we could help, it, even if it's a little way of giving you kind of a checklist just to think about on the way over there, man. That's great.
It really worked out good for me.
Don't jack it up this weekend.
Yeah, don't screw it up, because most Burt Show stories don't end up on such a great note like this, and I am so happy right now that it ended on a good note.
I'm really relieved. I'm going to be very attentive to this so it doesn't go off rail.
Well, great, because we're just all sitting here waiting for the other foot to drop here, you know, like, and I realized I fell in love with her sister.
You know, you should propose to her.
No.
Yeah, that's
right. Is that while he's in the trench coat and nothing else?
Yes.
All right, Charlie, congratulations, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Way to get the first one done.
Thank you. Thanks for all the help.
All right. See you later.
All right.
Looky there. See, it does happen. We have some good outcomes on this show.
Yeah, something good happens every once in a while.
Right. I don't believe it. You know what? He's gay and he doesn't know it yet. He'll find out live in this show.
The Burt Show.